A week ago, I would have said that you had to give the major party candidates for Attorney General of Michigan credit for one thing. They, at least, had speedily agreed to a publicly televised debate, which was broadcast statewide this weekend. That stood in stark contrast to the race for governor, where it looked for a while like we weren't going to have any debates at all. Eventually, after massive press coverage, GOP nominee Rick Snyder agreed to a single debate with his underdog rival, Virge Brunero. Meanwhile, Ruth Johnson, the GOP candidate for Secretary of State, is refusing to debate her Democratic rival, Jocelyn Benson, probably because she's ahead in the polls and doesn't want to take a chance. Having seen both of them speak, I understand Johnson's reluctance. Benson is an attractive, articulate, and extremely compelling candidate. But while ducking a debate may be good strategy on Johnson's part, it is not good citizenship. Most of us don't know anything about either of them, much less what they would do with the job. The Secretary of State's office is the one branch of state government we all have to deal with, unless we never plan on voting or driving or owning an automobile. The Attorney General's office is almost as important. Essentially, the AG is the state's lawyer and chief law enforcement officer. Michigan had an Attorney General, in fact, before it became a state. The responsibilities and duties include offering his or her opinion on matters of law and providing legal counsel for the legislature and for each officer, department, board, and commission of state government. The AG can intervene in any lawsuit of any type when he or she believes the interests of the people require it. Additionally, the Attorney General presides over five major bureaus, including Child and Family Services and Consumer and Environmental Protection, and supervises more than 200 assistant attorneys general. I just told you all that because if you watched or listened to the so-called debate the other night, you'd have no sense at all of what the Attorney General really does. Instead, you saw the political equivalent of a catfight in an alley. Both David Layton, the Democratic nominee, and Bill Schuette, the Republican, essentially behaved badly. They mostly ignored moderator Tim Skubick's questions and instead spent the entire time attacking each other as soft on crime. Never mind that very little of the job has to do with prosecuting criminal cases. They talked over each other, interrupted constantly, and behaved like two extremely rude five-year-olds. They repeated the same talking points over and over, regardless of relevance, until a viewer could legitimately have wondered if either of them were mentally up to the job. What was most dismaying was not that they bashed each other, but that neither even attempted to explain how they would use the office for the benefit of the state and its citizens. I came away from the debate with two strong impressions. First of all, I don't know why anyone would want to vote for either of these candidates. And second, we need a much more substantive performance when the candidates for governor meet for their only debate October 10th. Michigan, and the journalists asking the questions that evening, should demand no less.